What is this documentary?
It's some sort of climbing document. It's a climbing log, and it was essentially a document where the climber signed it every time they climbed it. And
in his temporary workshop at the Clausen Memorial Museum, Seth Irwin describes a tattered and stained piece of paper. It's a summit register from Devil's Thumb, a sheer 9,000-foot peak on the mainland across Frederick Sound from Petersburg. Climbers Fred Becky, Paul Craig, and Clifford Schmidke first left the paper with their signatures there in 1946. Subsequent climbers added their names to the historic record, but it's pretty deteriorated after more than 60 years on the mountain. It's one of the projects Irwin's been working on in Petersburg.
Yeah, it was essentially kept on the mountain in a metal can, and as you can tell, it's rusted over completely, and removing the rust requires chemicals that I'm going through great difficulty to get.
Irwin is a paper conservator with a master's degree from Queen's University in Ontario. He's trained in the treatment of paper-based museum artifacts.
Conserving them to prevent them from getting damaged, and then if they do get damaged, I'm trained in most ways of fixing them.
He's not only here to fix things. Most small museums cannot afford to do complicated paper conservation work on their own. But as he travels around Alaska, Irwin is teaching local museum staff how to do some basic repairs and preservation.
For example, I'm sure you can see in the corner over there, they've got all those rolled photographs. I'm going through training on how to unroll photographs, which is a big problem. You can't just unroll them, they crack. So you have to unroll them over a period of time in a humidity chamber. So that's one of the steps that I've been working on. The other one is how to create good enclosures, how to make sleeves and enclosures for objects. How to make boxes for books, things like that.
And one of the key rules of paper conservation is do not use tape.
One of the great evils in my field is tape. I spend most of my time removing tape from things. And so I also go through training on doing tear repair, of how to fix tears without using tape. There are several techniques that we use in the field on how to fix tears, how to put paper back together again without actually using tape.
Irwin's month-long stay in Petersburg was funded through a $5,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, and Clausen Museum Director Sue McCallum says locals donated his lodging.
It's just wonderful to have him come in and take a look and see how our archives are doing and what we do with all this paper, and work on things with us and teach me a few things, and it's turned out really well.
One of the photos Irwin repaired in Petersburg was a panoramic shot of the town's waterfront from 1919. The photo had been stuck to its cover glass.
When photographs get wet, the gelatin in the face of the photograph swells, and it essentially acts like a glue, acts like a hide glue, and sticks to things. And photographs frequently, if you clean the glass and you put it directly against the photograph, the two will fuse together, and then it's very difficult to get them apart. And so this particular photograph was actually stuck to the glass that it was framed in, and it took me about 5 hours to get it off without damaging the photograph.
Irwin was originally educated in historic photography, and that eventually led him into paper conservation. His career has allowed him the opportunity to work on a variety of unique documents and photos around the country. Before coming to Alaska, he worked in the Book Conservation Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
When I was in Baltimore, I spent about 3 months fixing a 17th century Dutch manuscript. So the work is quite varied. About a year ago, I spent a few months repairing a 20-foot Hebrew scroll. So I've worked on daguerreotype photographs. I've worked on tintypes.
Irwin spent April in Petersburg. He was at the Valdez Museum before that. Next, he goes on to the Alaska State Museum in Juneau, then on to the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center, the Aviation Heritage Museum, a variety of Kenai institutions, and the Dorothy Page Museum in Wasilla. Scott Carley is curator of museum services for the Alaska State Museum in Juneau. He says there are a few conservators in Alaska, but their expertise is in three-dimensional objects, not paper.
None of us are trained in paper conservation, and it's a pretty rare thing to have a paper conservator in Alaska. I've been sort of tracking the history of art conservators in Alaska, and really there's only been two or three times in the history that I know of that a paper conservator has come to Alaska to do work. So most of the time we have to send out objects, and really only expensive or very fancy, you know, objects would get sent out. So a lot of, there's just a lot of unmet need in the state.
Alaska's Division of Archives, Libraries, and Museums is working to meet some of those needs by building a new facility behind the State Museum. Now in the planning stages, that project would include a new paper conservation lab. The building would be funded with a $20 million bond measure that requires voter approval. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.